Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We'll see how she works out. She did very, very poorly in the primaries, as you know. He was expected to do well, and she ended up at right around 2%, and spent a lot of money. She had a lot of things happening, and so I was a little surprised that he picked her.
It was a great conversation. I didn't know if I would be getting the call say that it was me, or if it would be the one to thank me for my time. And obviously it was the one to thank me for my time, but it was a bit more in depth than that.
All right, the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, there reacting to Biden's pick, not her, but Kamala Harris. And then before that, the president, no fan of Harris's, and of course, he is running against Biden after all to preserve his seat, and now the first African American woman on a ticket, the highest level, to run as VP. So it's a Harris Biden ticket, if you will. Get ready for an avalanche of reaction. There already was plenty of that earlier in the day. Hey, everybody, I hope you are safe and sound wherever it is you hail from. I know people have been filling the mailbag with some great stories lately about how they've gotten back to work, or they're working from home and it's okay, and they're finding ways around what is economically strapped to them. And speaking of that, how long will we be held hostage over this whole stimulus deal, and who benefits, and what's that going to look like? I'll talk about that too as well, because over your fence and mine, we were having a conversation. COVID's going to come up because this is what we are living under. Every second of our day, do we want to be talking about that, focusing on what isn't doing anything to help us and isn't serving us? Well, no. But what can we do to help our community, our friends, our family? What is it we can do? And you know what it is? It's mask up. Went to the dog park earlier in the night and looked around. How many people had masks on? Probably about 5% of us. And I love my neighbors in my community. I'm cool with it because I could social distance. But I was thinking about the fact that they actually had a dog that died from COVID, but it's very rare, apparently. But they traced the respiratory problem of a dog in the U.S. to a case of COVID. That is a little bit scary to me. Scary for some is no college football, no Big Ten. What are you talking about? No Pac-12? So the college football season is teetering. It's trudging closer to cancellation over concerns about the novel coronavirus pandemic. There were a coalition of players and coaches, and of course, the leader of the free world, the president, raising their voices to try and save it. But the Big Ten athletic directors met virtually, and they decided to postpone or cancel the season. That's it. That's what they wanted to do. They said it's safety concerns. That's what is happening. I mean, that's an elite Power 5 league team. Is it going to be a domino effect? Will the other big guys fall? Will you be bored to tears watching old college football games and reliving the memories? Or will you just turn your back on the sport altogether? Sometimes that happens. Trevor Lawrence of Clemson and Justin Fields of Ohio State were pretty forceful talking about the season should be saved and urging players to unite in a players association. So lots of other conferences have not gone down yet at this point, but that is one heck of a big story. I mean, listen, it made a top post in the Washington Post and many other newspapers from the east to the west and everywhere in between. And it's big bucks. Big bucks, too. I mean, that's all part of this. It's what some extraordinary people are trying to do, and it's what so many others are trying to thwart when it comes to the economic crisis that so many people are facing. And it's tough, you know, because it's not 1 month, not 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. If we're looking in the rearview mirror, can't put the genie back in the bottle. But boy, if we could, would I stuff her down in that bottle, and her name is Corona, that's for sure. But that does nobody any good. Now it's about the race to make this sucker happen. And, of course, the big drug companies have the incentives, and they've got deals going for lots of doses of this stuff. And it will be an affordable amount to you and I if this does happen by the end of the year or the beginning of 2021. It's so crazy to me to keep seeing, and it makes sense, I get it, but then this is like college football. When you're hearing that, hey, we'll see you in 2021. We'll see you this time, 1 year from now, in 2021. It just kind of drives home the point that, yeah, we're in this thing. Regardless of how you feel, if you think some of it is totally the pendulum swung to the ridiculous side, or you think, you know what, if it doesn't matter, forget Republican, Democrat, whatever, you just mask up and do the social distancing thing, maybe we help kill this sucker off and it's not quite as bad. We've seen that happen in some other places, of course, much smaller than the U.S. The stimulus impasse. At this point, you know, when we're looking at these numbers, 164,000 people have died in the U.S., 5.15 million cases, by the way, worldwide, 20.2 million cases, 740,000 deaths. It's also the death of what's in your wallet that is eating people up and eating up their mental capacity in trying to figure out what to do, especially depending on what it is they're proficient at and what they feel they can do for a living, because maybe that's changed. So watching the stimulus is a drag on this way. And now these impasses are saying it could drag to September. Well, it makes sense. I mean, we're sitting here, you know, 80-some days away, 86 days away, depending on where you live, 85 days away from the election. And this impasse is going to get kicked into September, I'm sure of it. And I'm shocked by that because, frankly, sources I had, people talking on the Hill, and what they were flat out saying is we're so close. And all these meetings, Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, they haven't talked since Friday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Schumer are going back and forth on the Senate floor, but there's no compromise. There's no compromise in the air. At this point, the Democrats are saying the White House has to agree to $1 trillion in spending. Woof! Beyond the $1 trillion they already put on the table. So the executive action, the president said, I'm throwing out the executive action, I'm putting it out there, deferring payroll taxes, providing a $300 a week boost in unemployment aid to play out. But, you know, because then the state has to make up that other 100, by the way, because it's 400. So with the stock market at all-time highs this month, there's not a lot of pressure lately, especially for this quarter. But for people who really need it, they're playing with danger here, and they're playing with people's lives, I think, a little bit more, who are saying that if they can get this to kick in, they can pay those bills. They can stay where they are and not get evicted. Oof. Hail to the chief. Who's going to hear it? We're talking about it next.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Of the United States president played in and out of rooms that the president enters into, big arenas, etc., wherever. That's the bottom line. The first time I saw a president come into a room and they played Hail to the Chief, and it was kind of an intimate setting, and I felt lucky to be there. Boy, I got to tell you, there was like the hair on the back of my neck, you know, that trite expression. It's true. It's just like, boom, I could feel it. It was very, very dramatic. And the tune is so familiar when you hear it, what it just strikes you. It's the official anthem of the President of the United States. You know they're coming. Welcoming receptions, all of that. You know, the President's U.S. Marine Band traditionally playing Hail to the Chief to announce the arrival. It's something, I'm telling you. But will Hail to the Chief continue to follow Donald Trump, or does it start to follow President Biden? Does he get the presidential title in front of his name that he's wanted for a very long time, if you think of the amount of times that Joe Biden has run for president? Now he has his running mate. That's the biggie. That's the story. Yep, we got a woman in this thing now. Kamala Harris. Does she shake up the boat, rock it a little bit in the right direction for the Democrats, or is there just kind of, is it a negating effect? I think there is an effect with Kamala Harris, and it can boomerang in their favor and not in their favor. It depends on the point of view. I think of some of the independents. I mean, the people who are the undecideds, who are not just saying that nonsense, who they really are honest to God undecided. Do you believe it? There are, absolutely. There's a huge cadre of people who fall into that group. Right? They don't have a ticket for this show. And is this going to sway them in the other direction to reelect the president, or in the direction of Joe Biden, who would be the oldest president we've ever had? And it makes you wonder how many terms would he do? I think it would just be one, and this is a whole legacy thing. So he did announce, Joe Biden, that he had chosen the California senator to be his running mate heading into this election, which is 85 days away in November, 85-86. Again, if you're on the West Coast, it's a little bit different. A little giddy up of one day time difference there. But anyway, he said, we're going to beat Trump. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're going to make their first appearance together on Wednesday at an event in Wilmington, Delaware. That's where JoJo's from. And speaking at the White House, the president, of course, talked about Harris as being nasty, that she was very, very disrespectful to even Joe Biden, and how he picked her was just so surprising. You know, the former UNA ambassador, Susan Rice, was one of the people that was being considered, and she would be, this is what's so interesting, other potential candidates who had been considered for that role, like Rice, called Harris a tenacious and trailblazing leader who would be a great partner on the campaign trail. Val Demings, who was vetted, said in a statement that Harris's selection was a historic moment for the country. And, you know, we'll see where this goes. It's obviously what he said he was going to do. He's going to pick a woman. He's going to pick a woman of color, and that's Kamala Harris at 55, the only black woman serving in the Senate. Biden's historic announcement means she's the first black woman to be selected as a majority party's vice presidential candidate, and the path to this selection process obviously wasn't easy. Interesting. May you be blessed to live in interesting times. Well, we certainly are. Nobody thought in 2020 we would be dealing with something called COVID, right? I mean, nobody thought that. And here we are. And here we are getting ready for another election. And who knows what direction that's going to lead us in. We do know that we're seeing the big spread of COVID in some other places that we haven't talked about as much, like Hawaii. And they're saying it's spreading at a faster rate than anywhere else in the nation. That's the news out of Honolulu. Scientists are tracking the rate of the spread. They call it the reproduction rate. They say Hawaii now has the highest reproduction rate in the nation, 1.6. Every person who gets sick is passing the virus on to 1.6 other individuals on average. So that's why it's so high. You know, the next closest state, if I were to give you this trivia, the next closest state is what to Hawaii? South Dakota, 1.2. 1.2. Wear your mask, social distance. I challenge you to do that. It's better for everyone. Boy, no one wants to be one of those spreaders, that's for sure. And it is easy. It is. It is easy to forget or get weary of it. I think we are gripped by this fatigue. Do you feel fatigue? I had that conversation more and more. You work remotely, and that's going to continue for a long time. Social events are out for the most part. It's got to be frustrating. Gotta be. I mean, in Arizona, you reopened in May, urged by the governor, and then a spike in the virus and the infections. And that led to a terrible surge in hospitalizations and deaths by July. So we are now in that realization bubble that we live in, that the pandemic has sickened more than 5 million. It's far from over. and we don't, when we want to call it over, when is that going to be? Is it going to be next year? Dealing with how we've been upended on this scale, the duration in my lifetime, this is the longest. And I went through 9/11, where I was flying back and forth from New York to Dallas, had family in New Jersey. It rocked my world when that happened because I was so close. But people pulled together. We know how everything unfolded after that, ultimately, through the Bush administration. And this pandemic, though, is so different. People try to compare 9/11, and that was you were just gobsmacked, boom, and the loss of life was crazy, but it was all poof in that moment. And with the virus, it is wiggling its way through different communities, different people, some famous, some incredibly wealthy, some very middle class or struggling. But the thing we all have in common is there's no cure. There's no cure, and that's the thing that binds every single one of us. And that's why, to me, the people who have recovered and are doing the plasma thing, it's so huge, because the lives that you could save as a result of that could just multiply on so many crazy levels. So thank goodness for you. You're my heroes on this day. The people who know, okay, they've gone through the ringer, they can donate the blood, and that can help, or the plasma rather, and that can help somebody else when they come down with this. That's something. Because so many lives have been saved. And that's why there is that race to step on the pedal and giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. And that's happening with the drug companies getting the contract signed as to how much they'll get and all of that in between. And let's just hope that the people who are spending hours upon hours in these labs are closer and closer to what could be our answer. Oh, please, please, please. Right? I'll tell you, it would be great is if you just could go to the polling place and feel pretty confident that you're going to be okay. And you don't have to wait in atrociously long lines, but you can vote. Because I say this all the time, I don't care what your political background is. Vote, I'd say you vote with your heart. You vote with the economics of what's going on in your life. You look at voting records. You look at so much more, a little bit deeper, to form your own opinion. Will we be waiting in lines to vote? Or will that be ixnayed by some of your counties? I think some will be cut out. 85 days. Woo! Crazy to think about it. Hail to the chief. Who will hail to the chief follow? Biden or the Prez? Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden announced on Twitter that he's chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate. USA's Tim Berg reports.
regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News.
People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh.
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News. A Justice Department attorney told a federal appeals court that Attorney General William Barr may have had secret information that led him to request that charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn be dropped. Jeffrey Wall, the acting U.S. Solicitor General, hinted at the secretive information during a hearing before the full 10-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. The session was held to determine whether the Justice Department should be allowed to drop Flynn's case. In May, Barr recommended that federal courts drop the charges of perjury against Flynn, who pleaded guilty almost 3 years ago to lying to the FBI as part of the Russia investigation. Wall said Barr may have been acting on non-public information when he made that recommendation. The appeals court ordered the hearing last month, reversing a June decision by its 3-judge panel that a district court judge may drop the charges. President Trump had previously criticized prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Our next writer, who I'm excited to introduce you to, she's in our virtual green room. She writes the kind of books that make you want to curl up and just read them. I mean, just the stories pull you in, and they remind me of books I wanted to read. I know that sounds funny, but all of you will understand that because you understand my background, where, you know, I want to let my mind go and I want to just fall into characters.
Lose yourself in the book.
Yourself in the book, and you can hear she's in the background. So we're anxious to talk to her. Patricia Smith joins us, and she's got so many books. She's got a series of books, really. You know, if you look her up on Amazon, it'll just pop out at you.
You have to say it's Patricia M. Smith, because there are so many Smiths. There are actually quite a few Patricia M. Smiths. So they need to know the title of the book and Patricia M. Smith.
That's right, Patricia M. Smith. If you look up Patricia M. Smith, you'll see Time Will Tell, A Tale of Friendship, Trisha's Tea Time Tales, and the list goes on and on. Always Remember I Love You, Goodbye to Yesterday, The Search for Tomorrow. So, Patricia, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. It's an honor.
Let's talk about the first book and what made you decide you were going to become a writer.
Well, the first book was about the the students, and I hark back to my student days because I still had some friends that I'd met at college. And then the characters came to me and I just developed them as the story went along, as they mixed together and various events happened to them.
Yeah, and of course, when you have characters like that, there's so many directions. That's such a rich story, a way to get people, I think, interested in different kinds of characters. And that's exactly what you did. And you talk about it. You talk about, you know, there was an Irish girl. You talk about a dyslexic. You talk about an artist. Was it fun to really kind of flush out those characters?
Yes, it was fun to develop them. And as I said, they told me what they would and wouldn't do in the end. They were telling me.
So all the stories are different. I mean, they take different turns. And so you take, it's not liberties, but you're not afraid to take the characters or take a book or an idea wherever it'll lead you, right?
Well, wherever it leads me, exactly. That's right. It leads you. Yeah. It tells you where it wants to go in the end.
Do you have, I mean, this is hard because this is kind of like children or animals or things that we love. Is there a character that you absolutely love the best? Do you have one that you seem to have rattling around?
The one that was most popular and that I was fond of was Julian in the students. And he was the homosexual, but he was everybody's friend. He would always help everybody out. And when he was in trouble, they all helped him.
When you sit down and write these, as we said, you know, you just, it just happens, and you took a writing class and it's kind of started, that interest just was peaked from there. Did you think that it would take off the way it has?
No, I had no idea it would go. I thought, you know, I might write one novel and that would be it. But once you start, you can't stop.
And again, so everybody knows, and she's right, it's Patricia M. Smith. You want to make sure you get the M in there, because then when you look up her books, you can find them easily. Let's talk about a couple of them. Always Remember I Love You, and you start with Sarah, who's this intelligent orphan girl, but she doesn't have much of an education.
That's
in,
right,
the, in the 1930s. And so you go back in time in this one. Was it fun to write that way?
Yes, it was, and to develop and to see what would happen to her and how she would fight her way back, and also what happened to her baby separate from her, and then when they would meet up later on in life, the circumstances that would make them meet again.
Yeah. And so you have, this was so fascinating for everybody listening, that you have one book where you're talking about the 1930s, and then you have the kids in college, and then you've got, you know, Goodbye to Yesterday, The Search for Tomorrow, and you talk about, that's a really sad story, but then has a really good ending. Is that what you do? Do you take us the typical format where you start with something that pulls us in, then you take us sort of in a valley, and then you pull us back up?
Yes, you don't always know where it's going to end. You know, you start with a premise and you start writing the story, and it develops as it goes along, and it ends where it wants to end.
Yeah.
It develops as it goes along.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite writer? It's like when I read you, I'm thinking there's somebody you remind me of, but I'm not sure who it is. Do you have
My tutor, I think, said that I was a cross between Joanna Trollope and Maeve Binchy.
Maeve Binchy. I've read. She's absolutely right. I've read a lot of Maeve Binchy's books, and I would say she nailed you. That absolutely. That's so true.
And, very easy to read, aren't they? Very easy to read.
Yeah, and that's your books, and I want to emphasize that, because sometimes that's what we want. You want the escape, and you give us that escape, but it's a pleasant escape. The stories are interesting stories. Is it interesting for you to kind of go in these different directions?
Oh, yes, very interesting. Sometimes you wonder where the story's going to go next.
Right, it's like we were saying, I mean, that's really the theme of this conversation. What's so interesting and fascinating to me is that you take a class, you get interested in it, you have this gift, because you do have a gift, and there it was, sort of dormant, and then it comes out, and you start writing these books, and they flow, you know, they start, once you get one, they start to flow, and who knows where it all ends up, as they say. But your background is interesting, and I think that's worth telling people about, that you were actually a French educator. You were a French teacher, right?
Yes.
And how did that start?
Well, as I said, when I was at college and I didn't know which direction to take, and my father went to see my teachers and they said her best subjects are English and French. We suggest she takes the scholarship exam and goes to the French lycée, which I did. And I went to the lycée for 2 years where everything's in French. And then after that, I went to Paris and worked in Paris for 2 years and then came back and taught French.
Well, and it was probably very rough on you to live in Paris for 2 years, huh?
No, it was, I made a lot of friends, which I've still got now.
Yeah,
unfortunately, one or two of them have died as they were older, but I've still got friends out there.
Can't go out
at the moment because of the lockdown, but I do visit them.
Yeah, I was joking because, I mean, so many people would love to spend time in Paris, and the fact that you were good at that language, the French language, and you were able to use that and weave that into a career. So we're speaking with Patricia M. Smith, and she's got so many great books out. If you go to, like, for example, if you go to Amazon, you'll see them all listed. You can pick one, you know, you could start with, even if you wanted to, Time Will Tell, A Tale of Friendship, and go work your way backwards. You know, Patricia's been writing.
Yeah, but do warn them that there is more than one Patricia M. Smith who writes.
Right.
So look for my titles.
Exactly. So there's Always Remember I Love You. Tell us about that book. What's that about?
Well, that started on something I think I saw on television where a young girl is having this baby and doesn't know what to do, and she's not very educated. And that's where it started, with something I saw on television. And then it just developed where she had the baby and she would have loved to keep it, but she was, you know, on her own, no job, no house, nothing. So she had to give the baby away, but she always regretted it. And we followed her life story, how she built her life up. And we also followed the life of the baby, what happened to the baby and how she went on. And then how fate decreed that they would eventually meet up and know each other towards the end.
Ah, yeah, you don't really want to tell too much about that story.
No.
But it's an interesting story. And it's different from, and I mentioned this briefly, but Trisha's Tea Time Tales, that's a tongue twister for sure.
Yes,
T-T-T. Tell us about that story. There's stories. Tell us about that.
Well, I say that Trish is from Patricia, of course. That's why it's Trish's Tea Time Tales. Well, as I said, the first year with the tutor, we wrote stories. So some of them were the ones that I wrote, you know, during that year, and some I wrote afterwards. And so you just get a subject, like you might say, a window. Well, what tale could the, you know, when they say, oh, if only walls could talk, what would they say? And so you start thinking, you know, what would it have seen? What would have happened in it? What time was it in, and what would have happened to it? That's how it develops.
When people read your books, and, you know, we've given them a little smattering, a taste, so to speak, of the books, what do you hope they take away from reading the books? We sort of talked about that.
Well, from the Time Will Tell and the students, I hope they take away a love for all those characters, because I certainly loved them. And I think people did, which is why they wanted to know what happened next.
Right.
Because they were really lovely characters.
Yeah, and you know it's interesting too. I mentioned this to you. So for everybody listening, when you look up Patricia M. Smith and you look up these books, and whether it's Trisha's Tea Time Tales or Time Will Tell, A Tale of Friendship, or any of them, you'll see these great covers. And we talked about this off air. Tell everybody about who does the covers.
Well, I say, I have an artist friend, and she said, you know, I'll do your covers. Just tell me what you'd like to see on your cover, and I would explain roughly what I wanted, and she would suggest a few ideas and give me a couple of sketches. And then eventually she would paint it, and she would send me she paints on, like, board, and she would send me the board with the painting on.
Wow.
And I would photograph it and send it to the publishers, and that was it.
Yeah, easy enough, and it's great that she's involved in that for sure. Well, you have a wonderful gift, and I'm glad that you took that that writing class, because it's a gift that keeps on giving, and that the world can get lost in your stories. It's a perfect time.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's a perfect time for that. Patricia M. Smith, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for talking to me, Kate. It was a pleasure.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco T helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Blue skies mean everything is all right. Sunrise lifting in the sky. Blue skies mean we are gonna play nice. Sunrise till we say goodnight.
This time around on Author's Corner, Elizabeth Wright Anderson joins us. She's written a book called Thoughtful Proclaimer, a bottom-up guide to preparing Bible messages that transform you from the inside out. We had a great conversation off the air talking about authorial intent and also how to pick, you know, a passage from the Bible, how to make the Bible readable. So welcome to the show, Elizabeth. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's talk about why you wrote this in the first place. What drove you to write this?
A couple of things. The main thing is I wanted to teach people how to be able to prepare sermons and Bible study talks really thoroughly and focus on the author's intent for the passage and also God's more universal intent for any Bible passage.
Yeah, did you feel like there was a need for that? Like you could see that in what you were seeing as you talked to different people about the Bible and as you looked at sermons?
Yes. I went to a conference of a bunch of speakers just to test out my theory that there was a need for this. And I asked them, when you choose a Bible passage to preach on or teach on, how do you decide what your topic is going to be? And they all said things like, well, it just comes to me, or I just know what it is, or I listen to a lot of other people's sermons and see what they said, or different things like that. And I thought, that's really the problem. You're not actually supposed to say, what does it mean to me? That's interesting, and that's good to know, but you're really wanting to know, what did it mean to the people who wrote it back in Bible times? And that will help you then know what it means to God. And what it means to you is really the third thing that's interesting. But the main thing is the what it meant back then, the people it was written to, and what it means, you know, to God in a more universal sense.
And for you doing this research and really diving deep, not that you hadn't done that before, what was that like? What was that journey like?
Oh, it was really great because I was actually working on a doctorate in preaching the literary forms of the Bible. And so when you're thinking of the Bible as literature, you're really thinking of the author. I mean, when you read literature, you always want to know about the author and why they wrote how they did and what they were thinking, why they used the words they used, why they used the format they used, how they arranged their material. And so that's what began to make me think that the author is important. And that it seems like pretty obvious that the author is important, but usually we don't. We say that, but we don't actually think about it. And so context is super important. And that means a large context, like the whole book that somebody wrote, is important, not just a paragraph or verse.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we really talked about when we talked off air. Like I mentioned at the top of this, we're speaking with Elizabeth Wright Anderson. Her book is Thoughtful Proclaimer, a bottom-up guide to preparing Bible messages that transform you from the inside out. Authorial intent. Tell me about that. I was fascinated by that.
Well, it's kind of a lost art. It's something that over the last couple hundred years really has just been has gone by the wayside, and now we generally read our cultures, you know, modern cultures, we read for meaning, for what it means to us. How does it make us feel? And that's a very, you know, that's good in a sense, but when you're reading for someone else, for example, if you're going to be teaching or preaching, not really so important how it makes you feel. You need to know something more about it. You need to have more authority. And so that's where finding the author's intent gives you some more authority to ground your message. And it takes more work in the beginning, but what I always recommend is to people who are teaching or preaching to do an entire book of the Bible. And that way, in the end, it doesn't take nearly as much work, because once you realize, you really get into the writing of the author and you're really understanding what they're trying to say, you don't have to worry about it every week, because you already know what they're trying to say. You've got their meaning. You know their audience. You know what the issues they were writing for probably were. And at that point, then you have more authority, more sort of a personal authority to then delve into what you think God is saying to other people, and then applying that to your own life. Instead of starting off with, well, this makes me feel happy or sad, or isn't this a pretty verse, or, you know, kind of greeting card or fortune cookie preaching. I don't like that. That's what I'm trying to get away from, and being more thoughtful and more focused.
Oh, I like that. Fortune cookie preaching. That's a hashtag, you know, you just created. But it's true. It's so true. You know, and the intent is there. But, boy, it is so different when you think about it that way. Authorial intent and what that means, and looking at a whole book versus the passages, for sure. Now, you told me something interesting, too, because you learned a lot when you went to Nigeria. You taught in Nigeria. What was that like, and what was your takeaway from that?
Well, it was really wonderful, and I actually, they actually want me to do teaching online now so that I can continue. But there's a lot of, you know, we think of Nigeria and we don't realize there's two completely separate, well, at least two, maybe three cultures. One is very Christian and the other is very Muslim, and they're very separated. And the Christians have been Christians there for generations, and they are fantastic, as far as being, you know, their faith and all. But they haven't really focused on the theology of reading the word for God's message. Really, they've done a lot of, they do a lot of Bible stories, and it's all about, a lot about what we call the health and wealth gospel, which is if you believe in God, then you will be rich and healthy. And, so I was really trying to get them to actually look at what God was saying. What was the author saying in the passage? And to preach that instead of preaching, Bible stories, with the goal to teach, telling people that if they have faith in God, that everything will be great in their lives. And so, it was really wonderful, because they were just kind of blown away. And some of the pastors there, I haven't actually heard them preach since, but I've heard that their preaching has just turned around and they're doing a really wonderful job. And it's just because their culture told them, you know, God is good and he wants you to have a wonderful, happy, great life all the time. And so we were studying the book of Philippians at the time. Well, it's one of the books I was teaching them, and Paul was in prison. And I was like explaining to them, you know, Paul's in prison. And that was kind of shaking him up, because they didn't really, hadn't really thought of reading the Bible in context like that. And yeah. So it was great teaching them. They were just, they were really hungry and they loved it and they were grateful. And yeah, that's what it was like in Nigeria.
Yeah. And so they had the takeaway. And what is your takeaway ultimately for the people who read your book? What do you hope they take away from it?
The biggest takeaway is that message preparation should be messenger preparation first and foremost, that you should be changed. That's another thing, you know, if you're looking at the Bible, what it means to me, it's not, you're not really letting it change you. You're making it come into your world. And if you're looking for the author's intent, you're finding out what God wants to do in your life that might be different. It might be new. It might change how you're thinking. It might change how you're feeling. And so letting scripture transform you is the key thing that that I want people to get from my book. That's like the bottom line. Let it change you first, and then you can prepare your message.
A perfect place to end this. Elizabeth Wright Anderson, you pick it up on Amazon. Thoughtful Proclaimer, a bottom-up guide to preparing Bible messages that transform you from the inside out. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.